You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I chatted with Blair Dale from Te Whakaaro Tangata, who provide help to families in Auckland struggling with dysfunctional or dangerous circumstances. So pretty much they're wanting to break the cycles of harm for children and for families, and they do this practically with financial and psychological help. So Blair, start off by telling me about the work they're doing and some of the outcomes that they've already seen from this.
It was an Indian family from South Africa, actually, living in South Africa, who immigrated to New Zealand in 2001. And they established a cafe, bought a cafe business in Clendon here in South Auckland. And working right in the heart of the community, they got exposed to obviously a lot of families coming through the cafe, but also as they started to build relationships with people, they started to get an understanding and a real empathy for the sort of struggles and trials that these families were experiencing. And so after time, they felt a real passion for the people of the community, and a real burden to sort of do something to help them become a bit more functional, I guess. So yeah, they sold their cafe, they sold their home, basically to fund family restoration programs. That's how it started, and some good people got around them and established Te Whakaora as a charitable trust, and it's just really grown from there.
I mean, obviously you talk about the whānau restoration and sort of what does that involve in terms of practical work? What kind of families are we talking about?
Yeah, so our vision really is to work with the most vulnerable families in South Auckland.
Mm.
So we're wanting to see the most vulnerable families living well, so that their children are given every opportunity to reach their full potential, basically. So we work with the most at-risk, high-risk families. So we work with a lot of families are referred to us from other agencies, other organisations. We get, I guess, situations we get are the worst of the worst, really. So we're often sent people who really have lost all hope, don't know how to break the cycle that they're in. Our program's based firstly around restoration. So it's about emotional healing. It's about restoring family relationships. What we do as an organisation is, you know, a lot of agencies are out there, and rightfully so, dealing with the symptoms. So alcoholism, crime, drug addiction, domestic violence, a lot of that stuff is symptoms. Whereas what we do is we try to deal with the root issues, the trauma that is deeply embedded, that is causing these symptoms, the cycles, you know, it's intergenerational cycles of dysfunction. But we also look at resourcing. So once we've sort of helped restore family relationships, where we sort of try to equip families and give them the tools and the techniques, the strategies they need to live well. And
so, I mean, I guess when we talk about, you know, when you talk about the restoration work that you're doing, is that sort of people going into homes and working in a counselling manner, or is it, you know, financial help, or is it a holistic kind of approach?
Yeah, it's definitely involves counselling. So what happens? We run a family restoration course, which we run four times a year, once a term. So initially, what we do is people will come to see us or be referred to us, and we'll have a sort of an introductory one-on-one sort of counselling session with them, but then get them take part in this family restoration course. It's that course that really starts families understanding that there are deeply rooted issues and there are traumas that perhaps haven't been resolved or dealt with. After the course, we then do quite an intense one-on-one counselling session with each person, and try to get them involved in a weekly group mentoring session that we run.
In terms of, because you've been going since about 2001, is that correct?
Yeah, well, unofficially since 2001. We were established as a trust in 2010.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what sort of outcomes have you seen since then? There will obviously be some very positive stories, I'm sure, that have come out of this.
Yeah, the stories are amazing. So we work with around anywhere from 100 to 150 families every year, and We work with many many parents who've had their children removed from their care. Many of those parents are told that they're never going to get their kids back. But after journeying with them for a while and then coming through our course and having the counselling and staying connected into our mentoring and our whānau coaching, where we do go into parents' homes and give them the support they need, more than often parents are getting their children returned to their care, which is just incredible. So those are the sorts of stories we're seeing. We know from talking to our clients and often being called out to crisis situations at all hours of the night. We have been in situations where we know that as a result of the work we're doing, there's been suicides prevented, there's been murders prevented. Most people who come through our program who are addicted to drugs, a huge percentage, I think it's something like 75 to 80% of people come off Class A drugs. Yeah, so a lot of criminal activity ceases. So, yeah, just some incredible results.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So some great work that is going on there. So check out tefakauratangata.org.nz if you'd like to know more about the work that they're doing.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.